Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And it is free for all for Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Now, I want to remind you, you know, we were talking in jest with Melody Cederstrom on Wednesday about tomorrow being official Pi Day, as in Pi R squared, Pi, P-I Day. So, tomorrow is March, which is 3, and it's the 14th, which is 14, and it's 2015, and at 9:26:53, you will have 3:14:15:92653, which equals Pi. All right? And since we have an AM and a PM, Beth is announcing it is twice a day pie. So you get to have pie at 9:26:53 AM, and you get to have another pie at 9:26:53 PM if you stay up that late, and most of us do, I think. So tomorrow is official pie day, and I asked my husband if he wanted me to bake him pie, and of course he said yes, he loves pie. So Melody said pie twice a day, so she said two different pies. I don't think I'll do that. But anyway, tomorrow is official pie day, and I thought I would let you know that. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. Now, yesterday I was on the road, and I hope that you enjoyed the show we had with Ike Skelton yesterday. I wanted to do that for two reasons. One, I knew I was going to be on the road. And two, because we haven't talked about Agenda 21 in so very, very long. And he's quite the expert on it, and I'm going to have him back. And I'm going to have some others on. We just need to keep hitting it because so many people don't know about it and don't understand where it's coming from. And he's going to come back here in just a couple of weeks, and it'll be live where you can call in and ask questions, and he will enjoy that, I'm sure. But actually, what we're going to talk about that day when he comes back is climate change and how that's what that has to do with some of this. Now, yesterday, when I was on the road, I went to St. Charles, Missouri, down there around St. Louis and Ferguson areas, and I had spoke with a Rotary Club. Wonderful group of people, just a wonderful group of people. And my topic for the day was the same old fight. The same old fight. You know, you talk with me every day, Monday through Friday, so you know how I feel about this same old fight. If we look at the Declaration of Independence and we see what our founding fathers were fighting, we can see that we have some of the same grievances. And I put that question out to you earlier this week, and I think some of you misunderstood it. I want you to tell me what a grievance would be, in particular, on a new Declaration of Independence, should you write one. And it can't be very long. It has to be a short grievance. It has to be something in particular. Well, so I'm thinking along this line, because that's what I talked about yesterday, the same old fight, and I pick up an article, and this is coming from the Daily Signal, and I just got it to yesterday, and here it is, one more time, where the government is invading into people's lives and their businesses. We are being, as Ike explained yesterday, it's the regulatories. We are being regulated to death. And through taxation, permits and fees and licenses, you just can't hardly make it. And most of these things punish the smaller businesses. Somebody who's not maybe even aspiring to be an international business, but they just want a little business in their community. And they have to meet these regulations. Well, this is coming out of, this is a Colorado yoga teachers, and they're fighting big government. So back in the day of the revolution, whenever our founding fathers were upset with the king, it was because the king was invading in every part of their lives. And when he would, he decided he needed what they had, so he started taxing them. He started throwing in permits and license and fees for this and that. They were even charged fees for windows facing the streets. Now, if you're from down south, I learned that when I was visiting in South Carolina. So if you're from down south, you can tell the story about that. And why, when you go down there, some of those, so what did our founding fathers do? What did the colonists do at that time? They decided they didn't need windows on the side of the house where the roads were. Fighting big government. Big government versus the people. Big government trying to control the people. So here's this article. Oh, we have a caller. We have Bob from Michigan. Bob, how are you today?
I'm just fine. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. And I've kind of commented on this before, but as you're talking about these administrative agencies,
wow.
I've done a lot of legal research on this, and they are all extra-constitutional and not supposed to be doing the things they're doing. In fact, there is some legal scholars right now discussing this that are saying things like the actual Declaration of Independence was exactly what we're facing right now.
We're
pushing back what King George did in the so-called Star Chamber. That's where this term came from. He'd get up one day and decide he wanted to tax something or do something, so he did it. And this is exactly what the administrative agencies are doing, even though they're not expressly mentioned necessarily in the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence. It's the abuses by the king, exactly what you're talking about. And fortunately, somebody, hopefully, is waking up. They have decided to stop the overreach of the ATF. And just we're not talking about necessarily an ATF exactly, but the principle by which they're doing this. And people have to understand it's not just one agency or another. It's all of them.
It is. And you know, Bob, when we talk about the Declaration of Independence and we read those grievances, they are so much obviously there was different technology then, different ways of doing it, but it was still the same crime against the people.
Absolutely. And what it did is it took away their freedom, liberty, right to pursuit of happiness. And if that means a little yoga studio in a small town, then so be it. That's it. And I think that it doesn't matter if you have an ice cream parlor or if you're running a ranch or a farm. It's all part of the society. And unfortunately, we've had the large corporations get on board. And, of course, Walmart's the one that's taken out all the mom-and-pop stores. And we've heard that, we've heard that record played many times. But I just think it's really important people to make this connection, this etheric connection almost, psychological connection, the basics of this thing, is that we're not just talking about some agency that's like at the Bundys. We're not just talking just that. It's all of the agencies. And if we can just wake up our state and local representatives to understand that they've overstepped the bounds. The interesting thing is we're now seeing, after this unfortunate thing at Ferguson, that the DOJ came out and said it was not just the obvious that the news media is talking about. Nobody wants to see violence. But the basis of this is that those administrative agencies working within that city government were way off base. They were doing illegal things, taking money from people. And if they can do it there, trust me, they can do it anywhere.
And we're going into a break. We're going into a break. But I wanted to ask you something. So if you would hang on, I have a question I want to ask you. And I think I had mentioned it earlier this week. It is Free for All Friday. Bob and I are kind of on a roll here. The number is 877-895-5410. Today's April Fool's Day. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's Friday the 13th. But tomorrow is Pi Day. And we will be right back. BioAg, working with nature naturally. CSC Talk Radio is excited to welcome Murray Bast with BioAg as a new Common Sense sponsor in natural agriculture. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. They understand working with nature. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. They've done the research. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Visit bio-ag.com and research for yourself. Tell your local farm and home suppliers to become BioAg distributors. From chelate minerals, vitamins, and more, BioAg.com has all the products you need. Work with nature naturally to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Serving all of North America, visit bio-ag.com or just give them a call at 1-800-363-5278.
CJ Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range Magazine. 5 quarters of Range Magazine, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus, a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and Arrest Drench products. Stock up today and be prepared. H-A-M-B-Y, DairySupply.com, or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. It is free for all for Friday. Your calls are welcome, and we will talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. Now, Bob, I want to finish up with you because I got callers holding. But I said earlier this week that I think, you know, they said it was an impossible war whenever they fought the revolution against the king, and it had to be a bloody battle. It had to be. And I'm not wanting that again. We have things in place that we should be doing. And, you know, what I said earlier this week, you know, the Republic has not shown up to work. It's our fault. We can blame the D.C. occupiers. We can blame whoever's in the White House. We can blame the Capitol. We can blame all that we want, but it's our fault for not showing up, not keeping these people, not holding them accountable, and blah, 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 blah. But I think that the battle might be more difficult now, one, because people are comfortable. And two, because it's not a king, it's king government. It is established, so to speak. Now I've got a listener, and I've got to say this, Vic. I understand. It's a corporation we're actually fighting instead of our established republic.
Absolutely.
And so I think it's going to be a harder battle mentally. Because people haven't quite wrapped their minds around it yet. And I think part of that is because it's so simple. It's easy to see if you just look. These girls, what they're fighting, these yoga teachers in Colorado, and I'm sure it's nationwide, it's unreal what they're charging these people for their license and their fees.
Well, and the license and a fee is nothing more
then attacked.
taking it out for something that is a right turned into a privilege.
Absolutely.
And that's it's as simple as that. And once you understand that, like say, wrap your mind around this, people need to get out of their comfort zone. It's not easy, and when a small business in a small town goes out of business, it's always, well, so-and-so didn't make it. Hey, I'll meet you for lunch, whatever. It's not. They don't really understand that if they can do that to one group or one person or one person's business, they can do it to anyone. And this is everywhere. It's epidemic. It's all over the place. And it's so similar to what was done when we had this Declaration of Independence.
Absolutely.
It's exactly the same.
And I think we have to look at these things. You know, my late boss used to say, you know, it's illegal unless you pay me something for it. And so that's just flat-out extortion. And we accept it for some reason. I'm going to let you go, Bob. I appreciate it. You have a great weekend. Be sure to have some pie tomorrow, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
We have Theodore from Moberly, Missouri. Theodore, how are you today?
Hey, Beth Ann, how are you? I'm going to make it real quick. I have a request.
Okay.
A week ago, you were reading something called the Articles of Impeachment. Now,
yes.
I don't know where you got those, but the writer, to my idea, was brilliant.
He was.
I want to know where you got those. Now, I'm going to hang up and let you give me the answer over the radio.
Okay.
So give me a few seconds, okay?
All right, Theodore, I'll do that.
Okay.
I got them off of the Internet, and I have it here. And I can either give you, print it off, and if you'll send me a self-addressed stamped envelope, and you know, a little contribution wouldn't hurt, but a self-addressed stamped envelope, and I will send it to you. But it is a petition, and you know, I get kind of aggravated at the petitions that are only online, because not everybody's online, but it is a petition, but it is very well put together, and I don't have it with me right at this second, though, Theodore, you caught me off guard, but I do have it, and I was actually going to maybe write a little bit about it in the pen coming up. But I will give it to you, and I'll try and find it on the next commercial break, and I can maybe even see what the URL, the website address is, okay? All right, so back to these yoga folks. And on that, what he was talking about, it was written, that particular petition, it was for impeachment. But that particular petition was written similarly to the Declaration of Independence, and it listed the grievances against the current president. Now, we have seen so much this week. I mean, this week, and I laughed with Melody on Wednesday because, you know, Jan Brady was jealous of Marsha. Marsha got all the attention, and she would go, Marsha, 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 and it's kind of a running joke around the world if you watched Brady Bunch. Well, I kind of felt that way the other night. It was Hillary, 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 and it still is. It's Hillary, Hillary, Hillary. She seems to be getting away with something, and I'm not sure if she's going to get away with it or not, and I think some of her buddies are turning on her. But we shall see. A lot of them believe, oh, it'll die down before election. It'll die down. She's still going to be the candidate. I have, and I could be totally wrong, totally wrong. It's happened before. I have never thought that woman would be president. I think she wants to be president. I think she's unqualified to be president. I think she's too dishonest to be my president, but I could be wrong. I really have never thought that she's going to make it. One, I don't understand how anybody can listen to her and accept her as a leader. She's arrogant. She lies. I mean, you could see her lying. You don't have to be a real good person at reading body language to know in her press conference the other day, she was lying to the hilt. There wasn't a bit of truth coming out of her mouth, other than the fact that that was her server. There wasn't one bit of truth coming out. Well, back to these folks in Yoga Land in Colorado. Here's what the teachers' training programs are required to do. It says the teacher training programs that are required to be certified must pay fees to the state. The state charges $1,750 for an initial provisional certificate that is good for up to 2 years. Then another $1,500 for a renewable certificate good for 3 years. It also charges $175 for every agent authorized to enter into a contract with a student, plus $3.75 per student per quarter. In addition, schools that have been certified must secure a minimum bond of $5,000, which is based on the amount of a tuition collected. Just keeping track of what they got to do is going to be hard enough. Now, everybody pays some kind of a license. My mother was a registered nurse. It wasn't enough to graduate from college and have her diploma. She had to be certified by the state, and you had to pay to do that. And that is the same probably with any other occupation that's like that. Well, they say that's to safeguard. Their excuse in this yoga is that a yoga teacher was accused. It's a safety net for the teachers. How is paying this money a safety net for the teacher? I've never quite understood that. Because a teacher was accused of sexual abuse at one point in time somewhere. And so the state getting into this with the permits and the fees is supposed to be some kind of a protection. It's an excuse. It's another way of taking money from the people. Why does this corporation, there you go, Vic, why does this corporation believe that it has the right to take your money, to charge you fees, to cost you permits? You have to have a permit for this and a permit for that. Now, I understand in some respects. I understand in a community, in a city, in a town, if you're building, it needs to be safe. I understand codes. I understand some of that. But it has gone beyond any kind of common sense, and certainly it's gone beyond the safety of the people. It isn't about that. Any more than taking your guns and restricting your ammo is for the safety of the children. It is all about money, it is all about control, and it is about your property. This corporation that we refer to as government, and the world sees it as our government, because it is ruling over us, because the Republic hasn't shown up to work. But this corporation cannot think of enough ways to take your money, and they do not want you to own land. I told them yesterday, we don't own a thing. We live in the land of pretending, and I wrote an article about that. It's been one of my most popular articles. I think I've printed it 3 times. We live in a land of pretending. Today is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about. What kind of pie are you going to have tomorrow? Pi R squared, twice a day. And we will be right back. CSC Talk Radio is making available 2 pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's victory for state sovereignty, understanding that our state states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. CSE Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSE Talk Radio can help your business too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training, Tim Milligan. Sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan. Sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSE Talk Radio help your business go national.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house. And a very real threat to America. What is Islam and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only $13.99.
The Coming Battle, Lost for 100 Years, first published in 1899, is the chronological history of the usurping of every American's sovereign rights by the unseen money powers and their agents.
The Coming Battle, Who Controls America? This book has documented how and why our elected representatives and the banking money power deliberately created the national debt.
Banking money power and corporate interest, partnering with government, set up a framework to exploit American workers.
The complete early history of the creation of the Federal Reserve.
The Coming Battle is a chilling and all too true saga of power run amok. A must read for all Americans who want to know where and when our country went wrong.
To order The Coming Battle, send a $15 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
For credit card use, visit csctalkradio.com.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. Now, Theodore, I just now found it, just before we started on air here. The website is pledgetoimpeach.com. That is the website, and that is where I found it. I actually somebody tweeted it to me. So it was out on Twitter. I know we make fun of Twitter, but I'll tell you what, I have found some wonderful patriots there, and I get all kinds of great information there. It is an outlet. It's a source to use. But it is pledgetoimpeach.com. I am printing them off. If you want one, please send me a little contribution, but a self-addressed stamped envelope for sure, so it doesn't cost me more than the paper. All right? So we're going to move on. We've got Laura from Missouri. Laura, how are you today?
Hi, Bethann. You were talking with Melody yesterday about Agenda 21 and about how our founding fathers realized the importance of property ownership. And if the founders wanted us to own property, why don't we still have the allodial titles? The people out there don't realize that their homes, businesses, and properties are collateral on the federal debt. Even if you have the deed and it's paid for in full, if the federal government defaults on its interest obligation, the private world bankers automatically become the new landlords of every home, business, and property in the United States.
Our land for collateral. That's exactly right.
And 75% of Americans don't have that allodial title, which is the highest form of title on their homes and businesses. They just have deeds, which are merely Black's Law says is a color of a title, which means it's just a form of a title. And until we get these allodial titles back,
I've kind of lost my train of thought on that because it's been so long since we've talked about it. But how does someone go about getting the allodial title?
Well, everything that I've been looking up, you have to go directly to your state and petition them.
I didn't know if it was to the state or to the county courthouse. I wasn't sure where you needed to go.
It might be through the county courthouse, but
it'll come through the state.
But it's the individual states. You can't go through the federal. They don't want it because you're taking money away from them. And, you know, the state might think of it too, but I think we need to go through our state constitutions or maybe and find out if it's even allowed. You know, I heard before that there are maybe four states that actually allow it.
I'm betting it's not Missouri. What do you bet?
I thought, no, Missouri wasn't one of them because I've asked so many in the county offices about it, and they can't bring up any information on it. But it is actually a land patent that you own the property and you can do whatever you want with that property and the state and the federal government.
I'll tell you what, that's something I need to, and you need to stay on me. I need to find somebody who's going to be an authority, and we're going to talk about that. I think that's a great topic that we need to get back to. We haven't talked about it in a long time. Laura, I'm going to thank you for your call so I can move on. I've got a lot of callers holding, okay? Thank you so much. We have Bob from Nebraska. Bob, how are you today?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
Well, I'd like to comment on and like to mention with some other people, a lady with her yoga. Everybody runs to government to get protection so they can do something and nobody else can do it unless they've gone through the government, get their license, all this, that, and the other. And the education people say, well, you've got to have this education so you can do that and everything. The name of the game is monopoly, and only government can do this. They can say, you can do that because you have paid all the fees and everything.
Extortion. And
so we'll protect you, and you can do that, but nobody else
And it goes twofold. You know, you can't. They make you buy the license, and then the ones that are going to hire you, say, at the hospitals or whatever, they can't hire you unless you've got that license. I mean, it's twofold. You're getting hit on both sides, and so are they. So are the ones who have the institutions, whether it's a hospital, whether it's some other kind of an institution that does the hiring. You know, I'm sure it's the same thing with attorneys and any other professional, CPAs and accountants. They've all got to be certified. They've all got to have some kind. They've got to pay a fee. They got to pass a board test. And, you know, I'm not against those if you want to do that and make it look better, but I don't think you should have to have them.
Yeah, you're dead on. See, the government's always got its nose in it. They have the control to give the power or not give the power. That's all I had for today. Well,
and, you know, I was telling a producer while we were in the break here, when he told me you wanted to talk about monopolies, I said, well, you do realize that's what Obamacare is going to be. That national health care is all about the government, the corporation, having one provider, and you'll
and
be stuck with it.
Who gets the license to run it?
You
right
got it.
Now, my,
got it.
Of course, we're on, what do you call it, retirement.
Okay. Medicare.
So my Medicare and stuff, most of it comes out of Omaha. Evidently, Mutual Omaha has the contract to run this part of the country or something. See, it controls who gets to actually do the and collect the money.
It's all connected dots. It's all about that.
Everything is connected, but.
And you know, the funny thing, if you want to laugh at any of it, the funny thing, some of these that really lobbied big for this national health care, for Obamacare, they're getting taken. They're getting the shaft.
Something coming back or they wouldn't be doing it.
But they're not getting what they thought they were going to get. It's all gone downhill for them. But anyway, I'm going to move on. I appreciate the call,
Thank you.
Bob. Thank you. Have a great weekend. Have some pie tomorrow. We've got Royce from Nebraska. Royce, how are you today?
I'm fine.
What's on your mind?
I just heard that lady talk about low deal title. And I personally know a couple that tried to file it in the York County Courthouse because you have to go there to file it. And they refused to do it. They called the governor or the attorney general's office. And they just simply refused to do it because then they wouldn't be able to collect taxes.
Interesting.
But the original topic I was going to let you know about 5 weeks ago in the High Plains Journal, there was an article where the water department for the city of Des Moines is north of them for nitrate contamination and for the cost to remove it. Drinking water.
Okay.
And they took it to court and it got thrown out because when Congress wrote the Clean Water Bill in 1972, they exempted farmers from nitrate runoff.
Interesting.
And I cut the article out, but it was about 5 weeks ago in the High Plains Journal. Now
your phone's cutting out, so I'm having trouble understanding everything that you're telling me. So this is a farmer, a couple on a farm, and their water is contaminated?
No. The drinking water in Des Moines, Iowa, they have a system to take the nitrates out.
Okay.
And they were going to sue three counties, the county commissioners, I think, for the cost to remove the nitrates.
Okay.
And the case was thrown out of court.
Okay. 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 Your phone is breaking up. I think I've got it, sort of. Send me the article if you cut it out. Go ahead and make a copy and send it to me. We're going into a break, and I'm going to have to say bye, Royce, because I'm really having trouble understanding. Your phone keeps breaking up. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. It is free for all for Friday. Your calls are welcome, and we'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about. This is the only talk show that is the voice of America, and we will be right back. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSE Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSC Talk Radio and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4111. That's online at dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people just like you get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
For a limited time, CSC Talk Radio has been provided a silver medallion. This specially designed limited edition of pure .999 silver 1 ounce medallion is a unique way to start a common sense conversation, as well as a special gift to you from CSC Talk Radio for your contribution of support. When you contribute $100 to CSC Talk Radio, we'll send you the State of Jefferson silver medallion. Become a part of CSC Talk Radio and do your part to help maintain common sense as we educate and encourage the American citizens to take notice, smell the corruption, and get involved. The State of Jefferson Silver Medallion is a great way to tell others, we've been duped and double-crossed, but we the Republic are now awake and aware. Contribute $100 to CSC Talk Radio and receive your State of Jefferson Silver Medallion. Common sense is a rare commodity and more precious than fine silver. Support and join Common Sense forces now. Send $100 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Take a look at the medallion at csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. I apologize to Royce. We just couldn't hardly hear him with his cell phone was cutting in and out. Now, when I think about what's going on today with the immigration, with the health care, which is nothing about health care, folks. It's all about insurance and taxing you. It's not about making something affordable. It's about them getting more money out of you. And we're talking about this thing with Hillary, with the emails that she's lost, doesn't want to turn in. She gets to pick and choose what you get to see. Comparing that to President Nixon, many were, and his missing portion of the tapes in the Watergate scandal. And I think about the letter that the senators have sent to Iran. And, of course, we know that they're buttonheads with the president, and the president is buttonheads with them. There is no doubt in my mind that there's a power struggle going on. But when it comes right down to it, folks, it's about you and me. Not with them, it isn't. But with you and I, it should be. And as I think of these things, and I read the Declaration of Independence and the grievances, you know, it's woe is me. Why have we done this? It is you and I who have allowed this to happen, and the generations before us, because it's been going on for a while. Just like George Washington said, the marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women submit to burdens laid upon them unnecessarily by their government. We have been patient with the permits. We have been patient with the licenses. We have been patient with the fees. We have been patient with the taxes. We have been patient. Sometimes patience runs out. The founding fathers were patient. They sent grievances. The Declaration of Independence was the final, as far as that goes. They had sent grievances previously. Every time they submitted to him, he came back harsher. Don't you see that happening today? It's really very simple. Now, those in the news media, including Fox, would probably tell you I'm just some kind of a nut. No, I'm very simple. I'm very simple, and I'm very concerned about my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, and the future of this nation. I'm concerned that they're playing games in D.C. I'm concerned that they're playing games in our state capitals. And you and I are just the pawns, and I'm kind of tired of being a pawn. Looking back in July in the pen, I put in there a timeline of our revolution. It has the battles and when they took place and the different things that happened. And then it says in the aftermath, because there were loyalists to the king. They didn't want to fight. I mean, you've heard this story before. Only 3%, maybe 5%, actually joined in this revolution. And I would suspect it's human nature. That's all of us that'll be able to join in again. That'll be willing. I shouldn't say able. The loyalists leave America. In January of 1782, the evacuation of loyalists begins. So when they didn't want the freedoms and the liberties, they were asked to exit. So when I think about, and I don't like the titles, but I don't know any other way to direct you to who I'm talking about, but the liberals, who seem to hate our Constitution, who seem to hate everything about us, our religion, everything, maybe it's time they went somewhere else. Instead of trying to change our government, maybe it's time they left. Evacuated. This is largely unwelcome in the new United States. About 100,000 Americans who remained loyal to the crown find new lives in Britain, Canada, and British colonies in the West Indies. Among them are about 15,000 of the African Americans who were slaves who would not fight. They stayed loyal to Britain, which I don't know why, but they did. Some of whom end up helping to found the country of Sierra Leone in Africa. The loyalist experience will have a profound effect on the development of Canada's national identity. So this history affects other places. Don't you find that interesting when you connect it all? They had to leave, folks. They didn't trust what was about to take place with freedom and liberty. You know, sometimes there are some people that would rather be told what to do than to be free to do as they see fit. Now, when I say freedom, I don't mean you can do whatever you want. That's chaos. That's not freedom. There has to be some rules, and we do go by a rule of law. But when will the American people do like the mom with all the kids fighting and screaming and misbehaving and say, I have had enough, and start pulling rank? We have had enough, and it's time to pull rank. You need to get your phones out. You need to get your pens out. And you need to absolutely wear out your representatives and your senators, your commissioners, your aldermen, in a nice way. In a nice way. You catch more flies with sugar than you do with vinegar. I was on a show in Alabama. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. The guys were so much fun. But the two of them asked me if I was a hater, and I said, absolutely not. They said, well, we are. Now, they were talking about hating what's going on. Obviously, I do not like what's going on. But I wouldn't get trapped being called a hater. Get serious. listen to me when I have these grievances. Listen to folks when they have something good like this impeachment plan. And it's written like the Declaration of Independence. It's very well written. I have got 4 grievance letters. Very few of them have been sent out. Why is that? Because you do make a difference. You think, well, one letter's not going to, one letter may not do it. But how about 100,000, 200,000, 300,000? 3% of 300 million people is 9 million. How about that? It would not go unnoticed. And right now, you need to be making phone calls. I hope you have those numbers by your phone like I gave you last week. Because I'm running out of time. Don't have time to give them to you today. Make sure you have pie tomorrow. Ignore today that it's Friday the 13th. That doesn't mean anything. You're going into a weekend. Have pie twice tomorrow. All right? And we will, together, together, bring America home.
For a limited time, CSC Talk Radio has been provided a silver medallion. This specially designed limited edition of pure .999 silver 1-ounce medallion is a unique way to start a common sense conversation, as well as a special gift to you from CSC Talk Radio for your contribution of support. When you contribute $100 to CSC Talk Radio, we'll send you the State of Jefferson silver medallion. Become a part of CSC Talk Radio and do your part to help maintain common sense as we educate and encourage the American citizens to take notice, smell the corruption, and get involved. The State of Jefferson Silver Medallion is a great way to tell others, we've been duped and double-crossed, but we, the Republic, are now awake and aware. Contribute $100 to CSC Talk Radio and receive your State of Jefferson Silver Medallion. Common sense is a rare commodity and more precious than fine silver. Support and join Common Sense forces now. Send $100 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Take a look at the medallion at csctalkradio.com.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here.
Hot off the presses each month. The Pen is the official monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights. All packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 12 monthly issues. You heard correctly. 1 year of news for only $24.95. Common sense is what we speak, and that's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers. We know you're going to enjoy it each month. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it's necessary to keep informed. And that's what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do. We want to serve our listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.